Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 82, Surviving Christmas. Hello, ho, ho, ho there, my beautiful friends. We are just a few days away from Christmas, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Last year, I did an episode on navigating a mixed faith Christmas. I'll include the link to episode 27 in the show notes of today's episode. Go back and have a listen because there are some great tips. Today, I want to add to those thoughts on Christmas. I will never forget the Christmas of 2006. It had been a rough year, to put it lightly. We were in the middle of remodeling a fixer-upper when my husband lost his job after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and the help of a literal army of angels, seen and unseen, we were able to move into our home. And then, right after we moved in, my husband let me know that he was done with church. That was a punch in the gut. Money was tight at the time and Christmas was quickly approaching. Bah humbug. Among a lot of other things, I begged my husband to come to the elders' quorum Christmas party at the church. It was a progressive dinner and my holiday-loving, party-going, extroverted little heart couldn't bear the thought of missing out on the party. So he begrudgingly went. After the dinner, we met up at the church for a white elephant exchange with the rest of the group. When the party was over, we walked out to the parking lot and our car was gone. I thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. Our sweet little tan Honda Accord was stolen right out of the church parking lot weeks before a very sparse Christmas. It seriously felt like that scene in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, where the Grinch had taken everything, including the last can of hoo-hash, stuffed the tree up the chimbley, and took the log from the fire. When it rains, it pours. This was a very low point for me. And this is also one of the most magical Christmases of my life. I totally understood what Nephi meant when he said he had seen many afflictions and he was highly favored of the Lord. That Christmas was full of miracles that I will never forget. During a family Christmas party at our house, the doorbell rang. My bright-eyed 5-year-old daughter answered it and told me Santa and Mrs. Claus were on the porch. She was right. The jolly old couple came in and delivered gifts to my kids and an envelope stuffed with cash for me and my husband. To this day, I still have no idea who arranged this Christmas miracle for our family. I will be forever grateful. And the magic didn't stop with our North Pole visitors. On multiple occasions, the doorbell would ring and there were boxes of food, beautifully wrapped gifts for my kids or envelopes with gift cards. These were all anonymous. It gives me goosebumps every time I think back to that sacred time in my life. And in case you were wondering, our car was returned to us. Looking back, that experience was what Glennon Doyle calls brutiful. Part brutal, part beautiful. That is the way life is, even during the holidays. If you've been with me very long, you know about my favorite concept of 50-50. If you're not familiar with 50-50 or need a quick refresher, as humans, part of the time we feel comfortable emotions and the other part of the time we experience uncomfortable, icky emotions. We all have ups and downs. And sometimes the ups outnumber the downs. Even over Christmas vacation, you And all the other people you are with will have a 50-50 vacation. Some things will be awesome and amazing, and some things won't. Chances are there will be a combination of the perfect gift, burned dinner rolls, the 10 out of 10 Hallmark movie, a tipped over Christmas tree with broken ornaments, an amazing snuggle, burned out Christmas lights, a delicious neighbor gift on your porch, the stomach bug, a smooch under the mistletoe, that darn gift you can't remember where you put it, a connecting conversation with a loved one, a speeding ticket on the way to the company party, giggles, smiles, tears, and arguing. Part of the time, you will show up like a jolly old elf, and part of the time, you will show up more like Scrooge. Welcome to Being a Human, Holiday Edition. Friend, this is how it is all year long, and Christmas is no exception. I love this concept. When we expect Christmas to be perfect, it is easy to be disappointed. I don't plan on things not going well. I just don't let it ruin my day when something doesn't go as planned. When we are not so negative about the negative, we experience more positive. Just like the rest of the year, you will have a range of emotions from jolly to bawling. It is okay not to be okay, even during Christmas, my friend. There may be things that you are struggling with. Maybe you're mourning the loss of a loved one, missing family members that are not home at Christmas, navigating a faith transition, struggling financially, or just trying to keep your head above water mentally. Give yourself the gift of letting yourself be human. You don't have to be happy all the time, even at Christmas, my friend. Let yourself and all the other humans you interact with have their emotions. We are 50-50, my friend. 50-50. Last year, I saw a meme that literally made me LOL. It was funny and it hit close to home. It was an image of Barbie looking like a hot mess. Mascara smudged on her eyes like a raccoon, disheveled hair, and a lipsticky smile plastered on her face. It was burnout Barbie, holiday style. It said, "Me trying to work full-time, make sure we have everything for Christmas, keep the house clean, stay hydrated, not go broke, take my vitamins, dodging the flu, and trying to keep the Christmas spirit alive." Close quote. Can you relate, my friend? I sure could. Self-care is important year-round and maybe even more important during the holidays so we don't end up like burnout Barbie. Take care of yourself physically. Remember the little things like getting enough sleep, moving your body every day, eating foods that will serve your body, in addition to the swig peppermint cookies and the hot cocoa with copious amounts of pink whipped cream. Take time for you so you can make the magic happen for everyone else. Connect with a loved one, write in your journal, go to the temple, go on a wintry walk, take a nap, get yourself a gift, have the mister give you a foot rub. I promise if you take care of your needs, you will do a much better job taking care of everyone else's needs. Self-care is not selfish, my friend. It will help you show up as a much better version of yourself. And don't forget your mental health during the holidays. Get coached or talk to your therapist. Let's do a little recap, shall we? When we expect perfection, we will be disappointed, even during the holidays. When we're not so negative about the negative parts of life, we experience a lot more positivity. Humans have a full range of emotion 365 days of the year, including Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget your self-care. And if you need some help over the holidays or any other time during the year, I would be honored to help you work through whatever is going on for you. Okay, my friend, I know you've got gifts to wrap, halls to deck, and Christmas trees to rock around. I'm sending you much love from my family to yours. That is everything I have for you today, my friend. Make a great Christmas, a 50-50 Christmas. Mwah. Don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on work with me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend. Thank you.